about the Brian Cushing that you inherited when you first got here to where he is today?
Well, he's healthy. You know, he was healthy last year. He works very hard to stay healthy. He's done a great job of adapting his off-season workouts to be able to be out here. He's a guy that just is a heart and soul player for us. You know, he's a very, very good football player. Calls a signal caller on defense, and had a heck of a year last year and has picked right up here this preseason. So, very important player for us.
Can you talk about the development of McKinney regarding last year and where he is now?
Yeah, definitely a much improved player, Mark. He's gotten better from you know, where he was at this point last year, not thinking as much now. You know, he's really out there reacting, understanding the defense. You know, we do a lot on defense. We require our linebackers to have a lot of knowledge, great communication skills, and he's got that. And, you know, we're looking for him to have a really good year. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good to have continuity on that side of the ball. You've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football together. They care about each other. There's good trust, great coaching. All those things are important.
What have you seen out of Savage so far in camp and his development going like last year now?
Yeah, very improved player. He's put a lot of time in on the field and off the field. He's really worked hard to change his body, become stronger, become quicker release. Has really much better knowledge of our offense. You know, it takes a while for that position. And, you know, the only thing that Tom needs is an opportunity. You know, Tom's a good football player, and he's put a lot of time in to get to where he's at right now. Is that a Northwestern hat?
It is. What?
Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. I love Northwestern. Go ahead. No question. I mean, you know, Chris Clark is a really good pro. Really, with those two guys out, he's done a good job of mentoring the younger players and also going out there and playing solid himself. You know, Kendall Lamb has had a number of reps on the other side, and he's gotten better every single day. We have a number of different guys that we can bump Jeff Allen out there. We can do a lot of different things at tackle, and I see opportunities for all those guys. You know, you never want that because of injuries, but, you know, the next man up. Next man has to step up and do well, and that's what those guys are doing. Yeah, AJ's one of the most improved players on our defense from off-season program to where he is now. He's had a really good training camp, very competitive guy, very focused guy. You know, he's really done a lot of things to make himself better. Yeah, Lamar's a good pro. I mean, he's a very hardworking guy. He's come in here and learned our system really well, and he's done a good job in training camp. You know, it's not easy to come to a new team, learn a whole new system, but he's adapted very well. He can do a lot of different things, and he will help us.
You notice the difference in the players getting a day off, coming back out here?
Yeah, it was a little sluggish in the beginning. You know, I thought it picked up at the end, but, you know, these guys understand that we need to keep grinding in training camp, get better every day. You know, it's not easy out here. It's hot. It's a lot of competition. It's a competitive roster. So these guys need to bring it every drill, every play, every day. So that's what they're trying to do, and we have to come out here tomorrow and get better.
Bill, you've always talked about versatility. Would you say on the whole line,
group,
do you have versatile players that you've been looking for since you've gotten
out? We definitely have versatile players. We have a number of tackles that can play guard or even bump out and be a jumbo tight end. We have a number of guards that can play tackle. We have inside guys that can play center and guard. So there is definitely versatility. We have some guys like at the guard or center position that can bump in the backfield and play fullback and short yardage goal line situation. So we do have a good versatile offensive line. No, I don't think so. I think he's fine.